This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yes, it is. It's your girl, K. Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. And, of course, you know your girl got to come through with something we all need to talk about. Before I go in, I want to let y'all know DJ Big Stu is in the building.
What's up?
Definitely in the building. Hello, Stu, DJ Big Stu. Tonight, we're going to get in and talk about some bad ass kids. You know what I'm talking about.
Did you have some?
Let me tell you, you never know. In my eyes, you know what? Yeah, they got their issues. I can't even deny it.
Everybody got bad attitude.
I don't think everybody do. There's some kids that definitely got some good manners and well behaved.
Well, you know, kids is bad because, you know, they having fun.
I mean, I don't take the fun away, but you know what I'm talking about, DJ Big Stu. There's some kids that's just a little different. It's more than fun. They just bad. They just some badass kids.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about. You know that one little kid, you know him, and he's probably one of the cutest little kids in a playground in a neighborhood, and he just bad as can be. A little kid. So today we're gonna talk about different behaviors. I got a couple of techniques you could use to combat some of the behaviors, just wanna talk about these bad children and why these children are so daggone bad. You know what I'm saying?
So what with the techniques or something?
Well, you know, last week I talked about the spanking, you know, but sometimes spankings don't work all the time. So, you know, there's other reasons why kids are bad. They got a lot of different issues going on. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So, we'll get into number one. A lot of reasons why children act up in school a lot of times. Or at home, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of times in school, sometimes your kids are just smarter than the curriculum that's going on, you know, and they get real bored.
They're smarter than the parents.
Hey, you got some kids that are smarter than the parents. You know I'm talking the truth. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, that's just because, you know, everybody's brain is different. You got, there's nothing you can do. You got a kid that's smarter than you. He's just smarter than you, you know? You might feel some kind of way, but it is what it is. Your kid is smarter than you.
I'm a parent, but it's that new math they got for that new reading.
Nah, but you know, some kids, and you know that, some kids are really special. They got the brains. Their brains is on fire. You know that. You got some very, very smart kids, man. My son, personally, might be one of them. Not just two, and I got this little boy be telling me some things I just can't believe he be telling me. But then again, kids are sponges too, so they know everything and anything. So we move on. There we go, and you can agree with me or not. Some kids, and this is most of the kids that act out want to throw them temper tantrums. You know, got the smart mouths, smiles, or doing something. They want attention. They just want attention. Good or bad, they don't care. You know, they want somebody to notice them. They want somebody to speak to them, say something to them. They even take the bad attention. You know, that's a reason why. A lot of kids, some kids are attention seekers. You know, it's just weird like that. It's true, though. You got.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you get little girls, especially little girls that want to perform. You know how the little girls, they want you to see them? Look at me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, little boys do that.
Little boys, they want you to see them fixing or flipping or something, man. I'm telling you, these kids.
They just want your attention.
They just want your attention. Sometimes kids need your attention, and then sometimes there's kids that need too much attention, and it's just, that's unhealthy, too. You know? They want all your attention. They don't want you to focus on nothing else but them.
That's a spoiled brat.
Yeah, it's a spoiled kid. Most of the time our kids are out of control is because of the parent, most of the time. Some kids, plain and simple, just like to cause trouble. That's some badass kids right there. They just want to cause trouble.
That's some baby kids.
We go ahead.
Kids that, you know, they see a lot in their house.
A lot of times, yes. And some kids are just bad, man.
Yeah, but a lot of, you know,
you're right.
A lot of bad
of
kids, they
the
grow up in the early stages and seeing some things, you know, some bad things in their lives. You know,
in their lives. I won't necessarily
and,
say their life. Sometimes it could just be in their, I mean, in their house. It could just be in their life. They could just see something
well, you know,
and remember
let me
that.
Say when you got, you know, I would say this is what I've seen before, you know. I see, you know, you got a certain household that they always have a bunch of people up in the house, you know, maybe have a party, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the little kids will be running around. And little kids will see everything that go on.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Little kids see, you know, there's gambling going on, they shooting dice. Little kids see that. If it's prostitution going on, or you know what I'm saying? And it be like that. And I've seen that at a young stage, like when, you know, I actually seen stuff like that going on. You know?
What, like prostitution? What?
Yeah, I used to go with my uncle, man. I used to go with my uncle, and my mom tried to go to work. And he, you know, she ain't really know where he was taking me at sometimes, but hanging with him, and it used to be mad, bad atmosphere. And it wasn't really me, it was another kid that lived there. And he had to live in that house. So imagine living in that house every night. Your mom's got mad company, mad this, a fish fry, they gambling, they drinking, they smoking.
Your uncle
right
took
devil.
You with them so they could, what, you went to go see the buns or the, he went
no,
to get
no,
the
I
buns?
No, I just wanted to play with the, I was a little guy.
But you noticed all that, yeah.
But I just was seeing what was going on. But I was seeing it, but imagine the other kid that, I forget his name, but I used to play with him. He lived there.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Point. You know, he grew up living in that house, and that was an everyday thing for him.
Let me ask you this. How do you think that person turned out? If you all honestly think about him now, think about the,
well,
the way his life was and the way he was.
He's probably making money somewhere. Dudes like that, I ain't going to lie, a lot of kids who grew up with the fast life or parents on drugs, or parents that's out there, they need the money makers. Those be the drug kingpins, man.
Yeah, you're
they
right.
They learn how to take care of themselves real early and how to hustle fast.
Yeah, you absolutely right about that. A lot of time, most of the time, that's how they wind up turning out.
So I could see him somewhere with a bunch of money, man, because he was already holding his mother down. If he didn't get caught up in the crack era or nothing.
Wow. Wow.
That's it.
Man, it's just crazy. You're right. A lot of environment, these parents don't understand. A lot of people don't understand. A lot of times the kids' behavior come from the environment. Like, I'm not going to even say a lot of times. Most of the time. Almost
yeah.
All of the time. The children behavior come from what they model, you know, what they seen, what's around them. Okay, we have some children who just don't care. This one is the rarest of the bunch. See, when you get the child that just don't care, then that's something is not right. You know what I'm saying? You born with feelings and everything, but when it gets to the point where this kid is not caring anymore, you know, you got to start to worry. Often this is what children might want you to believe sometimes, too.
Or they've been let down a lot.
They could have been let down a lot. And sometimes...
You know, they just don't care no more.
Sometimes kids just know how to push a button, so they know how to act, too. You know what I'm saying? They want you to believe, but generally, one of the other motives may be
if they
involved,
don't, and if they
know?
All purposely don't care, you didn't teach them no respect. You know? Like, they don't care, like oh, I don't care, that type, I don't care. But if they don't care to where they, like, you know, it doesn't matter, I'm going all out, it might be a lot of letdown.
Yeah. Yeah, that just got a little tough now, you know what I'm saying? It's not even much, he don't care, he don't trust nobody either. You know, he's been let down, so everything you're telling him or telling her is, you know.
And those usually, once again, come from a little rough household.
Yeah, sometimes. All depends. It depends. It don't got to be rough. You could just be disappointed because your one parent ain't around. You know what I'm saying? You could have a great life, but just because that one parent is absent, that sometimes that blows a whole child mind. Just wondering why the parents don't want to be, because most of the time the kids think that the parent is not around because of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know, but, you know, generally a child that just don't care, there's often a discomfort with others somewhere, you know. Something happened, he's uncomfortable. Like, you, similar to what you're saying, DJ Vistu, you know what I'm saying? You said that, that the kid, you know, might just, you know, not like who's around, might be uncomfortable. It's the same thing. He's uncomfortable with his environment, and sometimes when you don't care, you get the attitude, you don't you don't separate, you know, right from wrong, you know. So that child, you know, it's a lot of behaviors, a lot of little signs kids can show you, and you can catch on. You try to catch. The key is to catch on to a lot of things early, you know. You gotta watch what you do, watch your you know, and correct your mistakes. You know, you out there hanging and hooking and whatever, your kids are watching you. You got to remember that, always. Then when your kid is out there doing something strange, you don't understand why.
Not only watching, but copying.
Copying, watching you. It's just, exactly. No.
Well, let's get to some music.
Some music? All right, this is your girl, K. Nicole. This Ladies Night, DJ Big Stu on the ones and twos. Yeah, stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Okay. Yeah. Are we about to get it just a little hot and sweaty?
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Soldiers, let's go. Let me talk to y'all and just, you know, give you a little situation. Listen.
You see this get hot every time I come through. When I step up in the spot, make the place sizzle like a summertime cookout. Proud for the best chick, yes, I'm on a lookout. So banging, shorty like a belly dancer with it. Smell good, pretty skin, so gangster with it. No sticks, only diamonds under my sleeve. Give me the number, but make sure you holler before
you
leave.
I know you like me.
I know you like me.
I know you do.
I know you do.
That's why whenever I come around, she's all over. I know you want it.
I know you want it.
It's easy to see. And in the back of your mind, I know you should be home with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
off of something. Well, let me get straight to it. A broad won't watch it when I come through. It's the God Almighty looking all brand new. And shorty wanna jump in my Aston Van Jewish. Looking at me all like you really wanna do it. Try to put it on me to my black and bluish. You wanna play with a player girl and play on. Trip out the Chanel and leave the lingerie on. Watch me and I'ma watch you at the same time. Looking like you won't break my back. You're the very reason why I keep a pack of the Magnum. And with the wag, hit you in the back of the Magnum. For the record, don't think it was something you did. Shorty all on me cause it's hard to resist the kid. I got an idea that's dope for y'all as y'all can get caught. So I can hit the both for y'all, don't worry about it.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
Oh.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me?
Like me.
Don't you? Don't you, baby?
Don't you?
Alright,
sing.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was a
freak? That's right. How we do?
Yeah.
Nana.
With a pop, brace yourself as I ride on top. Close your eyes as you ride, ride out your socks. Don't lose his mind as he grind in the tunnel. Wanna give me the cash, he made it on the girl, won't pass me the world.
Whoa.
I push the beat, not the backseat girl. Don't be broke to see, no, she close. Murder, she wrote and keeps the heat close. Firm nigga, we post to be the illest on three coats. Familia, bigger than egos. Y'all Danny DeVito, small niggas. All I see is the penny eaters, that's all niggas. No shock in this year, raise a bigger. 15% make the whole world sit up and take notice. Now I take over, y'all take quota. Bye bye.
Straight up the hits, y'all. We drop hits. And tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods. Rip, one thing for sure. That's right, we drop hits. Tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods. Rip, one thing for sure.
I'm too live, nasty as I wanna be.
And don't shake your sassy ass in front of me. Before I take it there and tear your back out.
That shit ain't happened since the map was out. Roller Solana, dripped in Gabbana. 90 style, the finest style. Ran away for fit, wanna taste the shit? Put me on a base and throw your face in it. Fucker. Nah, y'all can't touch her. My set drive all night like a trucker. Let alone the skills I possess.
And
y'all gon' see by these mills I possess.
Right.
Never settle for less, I'm in excess, not in expenses. EZS
to
the till, that's just the way I'm built. Nasty, world class, still.
Straight out the gate, y'all, we drop hits. Now tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods. It's ripped, one thing for sure. That's right, we drop hits. Tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods. It's ripped, one thing for sure.
What I got, roll with the rock, propeller capo in the candy apple drop, will tears fall in your ears if I don't stop, can you throw it like a quarterback third in a lot?
Dig me, I get you locked like Ziggy with Herb in the spot, word Mitty, the cop in the city, I'm the bomb, Diggy, Panana, sexy, brown thing, Madonna, make them turn over from the full court pressure, the undresser and shit all over your asses, I ain't playing, knock it out at the wins, I'm safe, what's the sense in delaying, I'm trying to run G from the P to the AM, I saw your little thing, now I'm swaying, okay?
Come on. Hey, ladies.
Hey, ma.
What's up?
Let's fly.
All right.
We gon' get it on the line. You smoke.
I smoke.
I drink.
You make sense.
Well, good. We gon' get it on the line. Got drops.
Got clues.
Got trucks.
Yeah, dude.
All right. So we gon' take a ride tonight. So, ma.
What's up?
Let's fly.
Yo, now it's downtown clubbing, ladies' night. Seen shorty, she was crazy, right? And I approached baby light. Ma, what's your age and type? She looked at me and said, you's a baby, right? I told her, I'm 18 and live a crazy life. Plus, I tell you what the 80s like. And I know what the ladies like. Need a man that's polite, listens and takes advice. I could be all three, plus I can lay the pipe. Come with me, come stay tonight. She looked at me laughing, like, boy, your game is tight. I'm laughing back like, sure, you're right. Get in the car, and don't touch nothing. Sit in the car, let's discuss something. Either we loving or I see you tomorrow. Now we speeding up the west side, hand creeping up the left side. I'm ready to do it, ready to bone, ready for dome. 55th exit, damn, already we home. Now let's get it on.
Hey, Mom, let's fly. All right. All
right.
We gon' get it on tonight.
Smoke.
I drink.
Me too.
Well, good. Cause we gon' get high tonight. Got drops.
Got clues.
Got trucks.
Got
G. Alright. And we gon' take a ride tonight. So,
ma.
Yo. Let's fly.
Alright.
Now that I got a girl, my ex wanna holler and spit. Told me to acknowledge her quick. She like, Kim, stop fronting on that Dave Hostage tip. Come over, let's file and sip. I'm like, mama is sick. I promise you thick. Usually I have a problem with chicks. They all say I'm rotten and rich, but not her boobies real. High heel to be filled. Plus got them Gucci nails, huh? You a cutie still. And this my damn girl too. Ain't no groupie deal. We left the movies with Uzi Suzuki wheels to the jacuzzi. I tell you, my boobies real. I mean, she do be winning, Louis spinning. Go to the crib, she got the Gucci linen. I see boobie grinning. She looked and said, Cam, I know that you be sinning. Nah, I'm a changed man. Look at the range, man. I got a whole new game plan. Looked and said, that's nothing but game, Cam. She was right, she was up in the range, man. Dropped her off at the L, now I'm flipping the cell. That's right, I had to call up L. Yo, L,
what up?
I hit,
what else?
Plus don't
say word.
And we got it on tonight.
Hey, Ma,
what's up?
Let's fly.
I was born to shine, and most of y'all's borderline bullshit. Know exactly what I want for me, you can't.
ha. Yes, that was Eve. Who's that girl? You know, that's my girl, Eve. This your girl, K. Nicole. And this is Ladies Night. And, of course, Beastool Radio. Y'all know what it is. Me and DJ Beastool in here chopping it up. We talking about badass kids. We talking about kids with bad behaviors. You know what I'm saying? We talking about them out of control children. and I'm going over different fears. I'm going over some fears. I mean, some reasons why children have bad behaviors. You know?
That's cool.
And some children have social fears. You know that one, DJ Big Stool.
Social fears? What you mean? They scared of Facebook?
Nah.
That ain't no problem. I don't
nah,
know
yeah, nobody's scared of Facebook. But who knows? You know, these kids is rough nowadays. I mean, rough. Sometimes you hear
and they
stories.
Express everything on Facebook, man.
No, but listen, do you hear...
You know how you know it's badass kids?
Mm.
You go look at Facebook, right? And you know, you're talking about, I'm going to move to get me a house. And grass and everything.
Huh?
So you look at some of these videos and Facebook
from the suburbs
and where the suburbs is at.
Where the house
like
is at.
60 kids out there and two kids is fighting. I'm like, man, it's worse than the city.
I mean, for real.
These in the city, you know, they bring it up. The cops come with. They fight for a long time. They make Facebook videos.
I mean, it'd be like a whole 20 minutes of
a fight.
By the time you'd be the passed out fighting 20 minutes straight.
You know, you hear somebody say, you're going to Facebook that, man. You're going to Facebook that, man.
Listen, the whole video, you see about 20 cameras. Everybody got their phone out like, yo. And they just watching the fight. That'd be amazing to me, too. Like, I mean, wow. Nobody says, let's break it up. Somebody going to kill. Listen, I even watched one the other day where this girl was literally holding her man down, sitting. She had a whole body weight. You see one like that, dude? She
yeah.
had her whole body weight on this dude. He couldn't even
and
get
you
up.
You know what homeboy going to say? You going to put them jammies on me. She's on top of her web. He couldn't even get up.
Yeah, see, he couldn't get up, period. Listen,
but he was talking mess on the ground like a mess.
He's like, get off of me. Listen, let me tell you something. It was about 5 cameras out there, everybody taping him, stuck. He couldn't beat her. He couldn't even beat up his girl.
The messed up part about it is when he did get up,
yeah.
instead of leaving and saying, you know, I don't want to mess with her no more.
Yes.
He tried the nerve to try to swing at
yeah,
all the kids, all the badass kids with their camera phones.
Uh-huh.
Was laughing, joking, dancing.
And listen, she flipped him, pulled that nigga, flipped him over her, sat back on his ass.
I don't know if I want to move to the suburbs now. You know?
I don't even know why would you want a girl. Damn, she just held him down. Like, that was amazing to me.
He was talking mess. He said, wait till I get out, I'm going to pick you up. I help you up. And he looked like a real brother, you know? He was like, he was no trouble to do. He's like, he got up, but yeah, he up. She just clocked him back, and he went back down.
He was on the floor.
No, he took a couple of jabs at her. Yeah, he's trying to fly like, oh, he's trying to hit her. Oh.
He's trying to deck her, too. She held him down.
She said, I guess he nipped her because she was a little mad. One of them times he nipped her. But she threw him back down on the ground, and it was over. And she started wailing on him.
Well, you know, some kids, like I said, they deal with social fears. You know, these children sometimes are paralyzed by social insecurities. Sometimes, you know, they don't know how to meet friends, you know, and then they feel inadequate, and then they start to act out, you know, and it's a great distraction for the real feelings inside. So they act like they big and bad, they want to destroy shit, they tough, they big and tough, but they really scared inside. And a lot of these
kids got these fights
show, that's the kid, and you know where those kids from. Where the house and the grass at.
Yeah, you know. They make a circle and everybody be fighting.
They don't just be fighting. They just be beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah, but there's always the one kid trying to run away. You know, I be feeling bad for him, man. Somebody done pushed him up in that circle, you know. I guess he had to fit in, you know. I guess you got to go through it.
Yes, I guess. All right, we got some kids that's just plain simple out of control. You know what I'm saying? They just exhibit out of control behavior. These children, they're the easiest ones you could spot. You know why? Because they don't have no impulse, no control, or neither their thoughts or their behavior, you know?
They call them crack babies.
Crack babies. Others may appear to display similar behaviors, but this individual is generally remorseless, you know what I'm saying? And really, you know, generally, you know what? Some of these kids are just scared inside. Either they don't have the remorse, or they really remorseful and really did not want
or plan to misbehave.
Yeah, these kids is, I don't know.
Security guard, fight the teacher, try to kill the principal. It's crazy.
I really think these kids now just got, they just get too much. I think we give them too much, and I know that. Like, half of the stuff that I get for my daughter, my child, like, it's unnecessary, but I think it's nice, and I want them to have it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, too? When kids were growing up, like, different stages of kids, like when, say, people like me and my first grown up, you know, a lot of dudes were smoking weed. You know, you had a few guys going to Angel Dust, but most of these people were smoking weed. Then the next generation, kids were smoking some better weed. They were smoking the hydro and the this, you know?
Yep.
But then became the ecstasy, the glue sniffing, and
but that's not really our. We got the ecstasy in our little bunch, but not as much to Alaska.
Yeah, but got the fake weed smokers.
Now that's ridiculous, man. You just go buy something that give you a quick brain rush that tells you on the bag not for consumption, human consumption.
It's actually instant.
And that's what I'm hearing. It is an incense that people, the incense that we burn, that's what they use. And they got that chopped up, and kids are smoking it. I think it's an herb or something. I really think it's an herb, but it's not supposed to be smoked.
And they sell it in a bottle in the store, and kids are going to buy. Let me get two of them and getting two Dutches. And I'm like, what? You know, I believe you got the weed right in the window. Like
yeah, that bugged me out when I went in the store in the hood, and I seen that, and I was looking at it. I'm like, what is this? And I said, wow.
He said, it's fake, man. They bought it off the wire. Yeah, and the crazy part about it, $3 bottles, $12 bottles, and $10 bottles. I was like, wow.
Listen, that's the hood. You know, the crazy thing is, you know how they banned Four Loko? That's all over. I see that in the store all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, that's part of it, too, the environment. The bad behavior is the environment the kids are in. You know what I mean? Got all these different types of behaviors. And these kids are getting it from, like I said, if you got a child that's all shy and scared to socialize, then there's something wrong. There's something wrong, you know, somewhere down the line. Because, you try to have your kid grow up to be independent, you know, and free thinking, mind thinking, be able to judge and make right decisions and choices. And if your kid can't get out there and, you know, represent themselves, and the only way they can is to be bad and that's how they get an attention, you know, there's a problem. Your kid has some type of issues going on. So we got the ultimate control. This child appears somewhat narcissistic and wants absolute control of every situation. You know what I'm talking about. Those kids that's the ones that's controlling their parents. You understand what I'm saying?
I call them spoiled.
That's more than spoiled. Shoot. You know what I'm saying? You done took over your parent. That's more than spoiled right there. What you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know. And all the parents know what you're talking about, how they took over them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're saying they just be like, they whine and cry, and, you know, that's what. And you can break them out of that, but you're saying taking over, like scaring the parent and got the parent scared.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
what
I'm
different.
Saying. They're saying this, the ultimate control kid. This kid want ultimate control. This kid is on the verge of being narcissistic. I mean, like, he could be damn near murderer. He ready to to do whatever to prove his point, you know?
Well, it was young man in East Harlem, like that not too long ago, by the French Plaza houses, the one who stabbed the cop in the head. Actually, it started up in his house with his mom. You know, he was harassing his mom, I think, and she was kicking him out. And she called the police on him, and he ran into the police, and that's when he stabbed the police in the head.
Well, you see, some of these kids are just totally out. This is the ultimate control kid. He wouldn't have control. He's out of control. You know?
Yeah.
Some kids misbehave or show different signs of misbehavior because they're covering for other kids. You ever notice that kid, they're covering for someone else? You'll probably hear about this one a lot.
I would call that kid the follower.
Exactly. And that's one. Basically, someone such as a friend or et cetera is about to get in trouble. Say they take a hit to cover for them. You know what I'm saying? By betraying themselves.
Kids might do that to fit down, or might do that because a kid might feel like it doesn't really have the stripes. They have their stripes. You know, like, sometimes when you're growing up, especially for boys, you know, you be trying to get your stripes and your respect and, you know, earn respect amongst your friends and your peers. And sometimes you ain't did nothing because you're really scared to do something, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have friends that used to go do stick-ups and when they was younger. And one of the friends, he was so scared, he found a way not to, like, to stick nobody up. He would always just be lookout. You know, so he could be, like, up the block, around the corner. But, you know, it was like, that was his way of feeling like he was down. And then it was a time that dudes was like, you know, they didn't respect what he was doing, so then he tried to step himself up and do something else, and he got himself in trouble. But that's the point I'm making, like, followers, you know?
Yeah.
Every kid goes through that. We all been followers of a trend of some, you know, even Mitt Romney.
This dude bashing gays and
he was a badass kid.
He was a badass, and that's on record. Like, that's amazing. So that must have been, it had to be something that got him in real trouble that they could even bring that up.
Well, the fun part about it, this is how I'm fucking him. They kept saying, the family discriminating is the claims. Now, I looked at the world famous Fox News, and they were saying they were saying Romney never did it. Then I seen another show, and the other show said that Romney is downplaying it as a prank, and that's what they discriminate. They discriminate and saying, no, it was actually something that was really done to their son in a real disrespectful manner. It wasn't as a prank or a joke. It wasn't nothing. They're downplaying it. And he was never disciplined or nothing like that for it.
And you know what? They was hurt by it because they remember that after 60 years. What they say, 50 years? After 50 years,
yeah.
They remember that. They wanted to be known. They want Romney accountable for that. They never got their apologize.
Well,
apology,
the Washington
nothing. You know they
put
didn't.
That out. So, you know, the Washington Post, they feel like that's owned by the White House, they always say, you know.
The Washington Post?
Yeah, whatever president is in office, they tend to say the Washington Post is owned by them. Bush had it, Clinton had it.
Obama got it now. But it's just bugged out, though, how Mick, this is just real totally off base, but it's bugged out, excuse me, how Mick Romney did that, and these people remember this after 50 years, and they coming forward. You know, that's just bugging me out right now.
He didn't remember it.
And he claiming he don't even remember. Like, what? You know, that's just the basis of his mind, too, there, right there. Like, he just, what? I don't remember no nothing like that.
Right.
He don't even care.
I always say.
He like, oh, it was what it was.
Even when he was a young guy, and when he's an older guy now, he always had to look of the bad guy.
Yeah, he does.
He got the white hair on the side of his sideburns, like every bad guy you ever see in the cartoons or on TV. He looked like the dudes that be trying to self-destruct the world. You know, be trying to press buttons or take over worlds or do some. He got that look like the first. He looks like, you know, the Dick Tracy look too. You know, and just he got the cartoon villain, not superhero like Dick Tracy, but the villain.
Yeah, the bad guy. He does. He looks like he's going to put that, he's just going to, like that white stripe in his head, just going to keep getting more defined and more defined.
He looks like, you know, you let Mitt Romney get in there and this world will really change, man.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to see on something.
He flip-flops so much, you know. I mean, you know.
Nah, it's just crazy how he does flip-flop crazy. But, you know, this is Beastool Radio. K Nicole, DJ Big
yeah.
Stu, we chopping it up. You want to get into some more music, or you want to?
Yeah, some more music.
Let's do some music. Make sure y'all stay tuned in.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K Nicole.
Last dollar when I take it, can't get it back. Black gloves, black hood, stay up in them fitted caps. Take a loss, I don't see how suckers figure that. He still looking for me like, where this fucking nigga at? Bring big guns, fam, I'ma bring a big cap. Plus I did my homework, I know where you're living at. Know where your hoe get it done, where she's stripping at. And that's the most likely place to catch this nigga slipping at. You can take a hit and know exactly what I'm getting at. Your kids go to school and I ain't even into that. Catch me in the club in the back with tension at. Dudes try moving, see two and start inching back. Yeah, I'm from the hood, but I still spit expensive rap. Been around your way, and I'm just now getting back. When I see a crew, it's your crew, I start hitting that. Bang, 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 yeah, motherfucker, give it
yeah,
back.
Yeah, black, you serious, serious as a heart attack. Flow authentic, labeled as artifact. Farming as a holler, boy, dough with that car to have. Keep bad shit, flow for where God at.
You gonna shoot a nigga for me, what, man? Fuck I'm talking about, yeah.
Suckers want to stop, but fuck that, I ain't giving it. Even want the dough and the crib that I'm living in. Should've knew the game and how the fame bring different friends. Drive making pagans age day, you in a different bitch. Never knew the ball or the lounge I be sipping in. Spend six chips like Jaw and the Pippin' in. Different type of spots you catch Jaw and the Pippin' in. Baggy pants, dudes act rude, they ain't getting in. When it's time to go, I see the van niggas sitting in. The one you fit the bar, bathroom, and the kitchen in. Won't take me down, got the whole town pitching. Black will never lose, hope the whole town listens.
Yeah, black, you serious, serious as a heart attack. Flow authentic, labeled as artifact. Farming as a holler, boy, dough with that car to have. Keep bad shit, flow for where God at.
Same spade body, other words, you ain't party back. Best taking flicks and picking shoes, where I party at. Sip a cardiac, touch a bad bitch body at. Whatever spot jumping at the spot where I'm probably at. Hate what I'm saying, pardon me, oh, I'm sorry, black. I can bring the juice, Mr. Magic, and Molly back. What's up? Like the bridge catch a cardiac. Yeah, and all that. Yeah, I'm probably whack. Yeah, whatever, holler back. Make another song. See how many people follow that.
Really,
soldier,
man.
I don't know,
man.
It's
music,
baby. Yeah, black, you serious, serious as a heart attack. Flow authentic, labeled as artifact. Farming as a holler, boy, dough with that car to have. Keep bad shit, flow for where God at.
Yeah, black, you serious, serious as a heart attack. Flow authentic, labeled as artifact. Farming as a holler, boy, dough with that car to have. Keep bad shit, flow for where God at.
Baby. BR Nathan Frank. Genuine article. LO Duck down. Yeah. Bitch on the ball.
With your brown eyes, while I'm on my grind, I can't help but notice you. But I can see
Home. How did we get here? How did a one night stand turn into 3 years? How did we go for so long without true love? That's why we're breaking up. I've been wasting all my time trying to pretend that you're my type. Telling you I love you, knowing it's just a lie. Now I'm desensitized, there's no feeling.
No feelings. Not like I'm paralyzed, but maybe I realize that I'm not feeling yours. I'm not the only one, so fuck no, we just stand up. Kept in 100 after all these years are running from it. Cause we both know running will never save you. Don't mean it's not just cause you do everything I say do. We both pretended with smiles and fake kisses. You corrupt my senses and now there's no feeling in my heart. And the hardest part is still in this life. There's no feeling,
feeling.
Okay, I'ma cut to the chase, I'm just not feeling this. Where the fuck are feelings with? How they just disappearing shit? Boop, bamboo, that's a fucked up magic trick.
You just wanna man your ass. Now I can't even imagine it. Imagine if me and you could get along. I've been dealing with you so fucking long. I forgot what it's like to feel alone. Don't they say two rights don't make a wrong? I mean two wrongs don't make a right. A little argument and a little fight leads to a whole lot of sex, but it still don't feel right.
It's no feeling. Not like I'm paralyzed, but baby, I'm paralyzed that I'm not feeling you. I'm not the only one.
DJ Casino, en tu bocina sensato del patio, a.k.a. What I Got To Be To's Berry, a.k.a. Crazy People, sigan rockeando con DJ Casino, que no se diga maná.
This is B2 Radio, I said B2 Radio.
Yes, DJ Big Stu, K. Nicole, this is Ladies Night, and we're talking about kids that's out of control. Some badass kids. Some badass children. So we're going through, you know, different types of behaviors. Reasons for different types of behaviors. And we on number 9. I'm going to do 10. Number 9, some kids just want to divert attention from the parents and conflict. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? Some kids want to divert the attention from maybe there's arguing, divorce, or other relationship problems in the house. This child is trying to improve the parents' relationship by giving them a common goal. Worry about him or her. You know what I'm saying? They don't gotta argue. They don't gotta fight. They don't have to get a divorce. It's true. Go through that.
That was the other show that we had. You know, a little guy, you gotta discipline with the belt.
You gotta spank him because he's feeling some kind of way about his parents.
No,
maybe getting
no,
a divorce.
I'm not saying that. What you were saying earlier, but you know, say the thing in the beginning. What you said.
He misbehaves to divert
the attention from the parents in conflict. The parents that's in, you know, in some type of conflict, arguing. You know, maybe they're getting a divorce. Maybe they're just having all out problems.
And they arguing in front of him.
Yeah, so he's maybe trying to get them to stop arguing. So he's doing all kind of silly, or she's doing all kind of silly things.
You know,
there's a reason. This is the reasons why kids act the way they act, the reasons why they act out, you know. So that's the reason why this kid just went dumb to stop. You know how some kids is, they used to that family life, and when it starts to crumble, they don't know how to handle it. And
it's only fair, you know,
they have their feelings, and, you know, all kids want their parents together, but sometimes it don't work out. That's why when you're going through stuff like that, you got to be fair. I know even though it might hurt, everybody's bugging out maybe. Who knows what's going on? But it's not working anymore. You guys know you might be on the verge of breaking up. You can't be disrespectful towards each other. You got to start, you know, you got to be civil at least for the children. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some type of relationship to keep the kids happy. That's what it's about. But most of us, you know, when you're going through whatever you're going through, you don't be thinking about nobody else. You're thinking about your own feelings. And that's the wrong way to do it. You got to think outside the box and remember who's going to get hurt worse, you know. It's always the kids, especially in a relationship, you know, that's crumbling. Kids is used to everything that's, you know, parents are together. everything they had with the parents together. Now they got to get used to being separated. So, you know, there's some kids divert all that attention onto them, start doing crazy stuff. So now the parents got to come together, figure out what's going on with this kid. You know?
Yep.
So that's one way children, you know, express themselves.
What about just a badass kid?
I mean, it could just be bad. I just said that. That's just a kid that's out of control. He's just bad. He's just going to do what he's going to do. And some kids just want a cry for help. Number 10, they want to cry for help, which is basically all the kids on the list wanting some type of cry for help for their former behavior. A lot of times kids that's misbehaving do want some type of cry. It is some type of cry for help. You know what I'm saying? Whether you figure it out or not, and it maybe spreads, or, you know, the kid gets badder and becomes worse in life, or the kid might, you know, you might figure it out and get some help for the kid. So most of the time, it's a cry for help. You know, most concerning cause of all. Most of the time, these kids are acting out. You know, when the kids are acting out, most of the time, they want some type of attention. They want something from their parent or something around. They want the people attention on them. I don't know. What you think, Stu?
I agree with you. I agree 100% with you on that one.
You agree 100% with me? All right. That's good.
You got used to it?
What?
You agree 100%?
Nah. That kind of threw me off a little bit.
I could disagree with you if you want
me. That threw me off a little. It's a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Now I want to get into some ways, you know, some techniques or different ways, you know, you can help your kids. You know, teaching your kids self-control. Maybe starting at a young age, you know, and working your way up. A lot of times that helps out, you know. They say, you know, you get your kid in order from young. When your child get a little too old, for times out, even them spankings, man. Some child get too old for spanking, especially little girls.
Time out don't work in the hood.
Nah, I don't want no time out. You know what I'm saying? You got to take something away. You got to do something. But sometimes none of that works.
Yeah, all the time.
None of that work. They say so. When you catch them from the ages 2, you know what I'm saying, infants to toddlers, they mostly get frustrated, you know, by things they can't do. Usually they try to do stuff they can't do. So they get a little frustrated. Them, you might, you know, could give them a little time out a little bit. Like, no, you know. But they really, maybe a little distraction, you know, something else to play with. And then they won't be so frustrated. But when they start getting more 2 and 3 and a little older, you know, them temper tantrums, you got to give them a little time out, a little something. You know what I'm saying? You catch them young like that, a little something. You give them a little time out, you know, take something away a little bit. Nothing drastic, just for a couple of minutes, you know. Let them know that, you know, those tantrums are not good behavior, you know. Know that them tantrums are not wanted, you know. So, you know, if you catch them maybe around the ages 3 to 5, between
toddlers.
Those ages, toddlers, you continue to use timeouts, you know what I'm saying, if it works out for that parent. But rather than enforcing a specific time limit, you know, you end timeouts, you know, most of the time when your kid is, when your kid calms down. When your kid calms down and you can get something through to him and, you know, then he let him or her offer timeout. You know what I'm saying? This improves the child's sense of self-control, you know. You praise them when they're doing good, but when they're losing control and getting frustrated with difficult situations and they start to act out, you know, sit them down for a minute. Let them recuperate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it works. Not them recuperate, but you know what I'm saying? Let them gather their emotions and, you know. Chill out.
that lady was here, she might not
hear that. Listen, you're right. She might not. She's ready to get him. She's she got her kids in check. Definitely. Super check. All right, so when you get up to the kids that's probably like around ages maybe not six to around nine, you know what I'm saying? What you call those? We got the toddlers, then we got what? What are these? Six to nine.
Pediatric?
Well, they all pediatric. Well,
juniors.
Little juniors, maybe little juniors. That sounds good. Around that age, as these kids enter school, you know, they're better able to understand the idea of consequences and that they can choose good or bad behavior. Tykes, all right, tykes. We give them tykes. It may help your child to imagine a stop sign that must be obeyed and think about a situation before responding. Encourage your child to walk away from frustrating and situations for a few minutes to cool off instead of having an outburst. So when your kid's around six to nine, if you maybe molded them the right way between toddlers and, you know, infants, that's what they say. This don't work on all kids, you know, so don't feel no way. This is just a few techniques that some people can use. It can help, you know. So when you get around this age, six to nine, you know, your kids should know, you know, more or less right from wrong, right? You agree with that?
I agree with that.
And so from six to nine, they should be right or wrong, so they should be able to make better decisions and better choices. You know, they should know how to be able to walk away from things instead of outbursting and getting all out of control and crazy. But a lot of times this doesn't happen. But most kids, you know, most kids growing up in a civilized manner, I mean, you know, I won't even say, you know, just kids that's grown up, good kids. You know, there's some good kids, but they still wind up in situations. All kids do. You know what I'm saying? There's some good kids out there that's really just good kids, and they wind up friends with kids that's not good kids, or just knowing kids that's not good kids, and wind up in a situation, you know? So that age, you should really be able to, you know, get a hold of them. But this age, this is when you start taking things from them, you know what I'm saying? You start taking things, they misbehave. All right.
They can't fight you back at this age, you know?
They can't. They could try. Some kids try, though, but these kids is not fighting you back. You know, they're not really fighting you back. They have, but they. I've seen some little six and between 6 and 9 year olds that's bad as hell, man. Just
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, but you know,
but
from your foreign parent, you lay it down.
Yeah, you lay it down from the beginning. They say you got to catch it when the beginning. You know, you can't be just cute. You so cute, my baby. You know, and that's what a lot of us parents do. And then they wind up spoiled because they're your babies, you know?
Yes.
All right, from the ages 10 to 12, all right, they say the older kids usually better understand their feelings. Encourage them to think about what's causing them to lose control and then analyze it. So they want you to, you know, when the kid is starting to lose control and you want to talk to them, like, listen, what's going on with you? You know what I'm saying? What's getting you so upset? And you want them to break it down and tell you what's going on in their life and then explain that sometimes the situations are that are upsetting at first don't even end up to be so awful. And it's true. Some, you know how the kids be. Oh, they be dying. And, you know, I know. I have a preteen. And, you know, she got to look this way, that way. She take about 2 hours just in the bathroom alone. Doing what? I don't know. But she be in there fixing up her hair, doing all this stuff. So this is around that age, too. These kids get, you know, real emotional. You got to somehow grab them up and get them to express their feelings and get it all out. And, you know, they start to see that what they so upset about was driving them crazy. It's not so bad at all. You know, urge kids to take the time to think before responding to just any situation. All right? That's cool. All right, so when we get into maybe the teenagers, now we're in the teenage age, 13, 17, that's teenage age. By now, kids should be able to control most of their actions, right? This is how it should be. You bring them up nice and firm, you know, taught them to use logic, use their head, think before they react. But remind teens to think about long-term consequences. Urge them to pause, evaluate situations, upsetting situations before responding, and talk through problems rather than losing controls, slamming doors, yelling. If necessary, discipline your teen by taking away certain privileges. Don't let him go out. Now he can't go out today. You know how the teen, these teens right now going to movies. You know, right now, 13 to 17, they having little teenage parties, right? Mm-hmm. Want to go to the little parties. Nah, you can't go to the party. Nah, you
parties
can't.
With no chaperone.
With no chaperone. Some chaperones, these parents nowadays, some of them.
Yeah. They, get
them they be with the kids. Might be jumping on one of the kids. Who knows? Parents, great. But like I said, you know, they're hanging out. They're saying to their little girlfriends or boyfriends at this age, you know how it go. They're in junior high, high school. They're in high school, junior high right now, 13, 17, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, if necessary, discipline your teen by taking away certain privileges to reinforce the messages that self-control is important, you know? So, you know, so when you, that's your teens. If you structure your kid the right way, I do believe that. I believe that most of us with the spoiled kids, the ones that's out of control, and I believe this daily, that these kids, most of the time, the parent is like, you know what I'm saying, is spoiling them. You know what I'm saying? Bringing them up too cute, too precious to be touched, to be dead, you know. And these kids wind up turning on them because when they do get some type of demand, you know, when they do get some type of demand, like the parent gives them, a chore or whatever, they don't understand, like, what's this? What's going on? So now they're frustrated.
I want to go back to what you just said. I kind of disagree with them on that one because...
on what?
The what you were just saying about the teens. You know.
I said, go ahead.
You know, the teens, man, it's hard to control them. Structure, you know, your child could be growing up and going to school and learn stuff in school, learn stuff in the neighborhood. It was a teenager. It's what they learn when you're not around. You could only hope what you instilled in them and the structure you gave them, they live up to it or at least have it on their mind when they're doing things at that age.
I agree. But I think, for real, though, DJ Bixby, I think if a kid, if a parent is real influencing in a kid's life and the parent is the type of parent that's worth being a good influence in a kid's life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that kid a lot of times grows up to be, I mean, it all depends. I think a lot of times kids grow up to be how they grow up is because of what happens in their life, you know? I don't think the kids just be born like that. A lot of kids just be born how they born, and then the life situation either makes this kid blossom or the kid either struggles or the kid just don't believe in himself. Don't you got a kid that doesn't believe in himself or believe that their life is important or they believe that you don't feel that they're important. Most of the time, that'd be it. The kid don't think that the parent feels that they're important. So it all depends, DJ Bix, though. I don't know. Some kids, they got good parents and they still wind up with the wrong people and wrong situations, you know? And then you got some kids with terrible home life. And they wind up being a beautiful blossom, you know what I'm saying? And then you got the kids that's just mixed up in the middle, you know?
You know, this, Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. That's how to sum it up.
Guys, it's going to always be the ups and downs. But they saying if you grab your kid up young, nice and young, and really be firm with them as they grow up, and you let them, you know, grow up happy and learning in a nice environment, and they should be able to learn how to judge their situations in their life. But sometimes things do go wrong in life. That's what life is. I mean, it's unexpected. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
So, what you want to do, DJ Big Stu?
Get back in some more music. Come
all
back.
Right. Yeah, I got some more stuff we could talk about.
All right.
Let's get into that music.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with K. Nicole.
Serving team, grabbing like 15. Pull up to that Nicky D, serve a nigga real quick. Pull up to that Nicky D, serve a nigga real quick. I was 16, getting them for the 15. I was 18, grabbing like 15. Only the best, only the best. They hunting for the ounce. Pink smoke filling my chest. Oh, and it fresh. Now you knowing it fresh. Rising all the jeans. Nice belt for holding that wet. Walking like a D-boy. Cause I'm D-man. I gotta clean out the tail with that D-man. Pull up to that Nicky D. Serve a nigga real quick. I ain't with the bullshit. I give his ass the business. Pull up to that Nicky D. Serve a nigga real quick. Pull up to that Nicky D. Serve a nigga real quick. I was 16, getting them for the 15. I was 18, grabbing like 15. Pull up to that Nicky D. Serve a nigga real quick. Pull up to that Nicky D. Serve a nigga real quick. I was 16, getting them for the 15. I was 18, grabbing like 15. In my day, yo, I'm saying 16. I was 16, getting them for the 15. I was 18, grabbing like 15. Facing 25, still trying to get me. Bitch is so real, real. Bitch is so real, real. That's why I'm gripping on $1,000 oak wheel. What you drinking on? Drinking, what you smoking on? I'm riding beer with my bitch, blowing up my phone. Pull up to that Nicky D, serve a nigga real quick. Pull up to that Nicky D, serve a nigga real quick. I was 16, getting them for the 15. I was 18, grabbing like 15. Pull up to that Nicky D, serve a nigga real quick. Pull up to that Nicky D, serve a nigga real quick. I was 16, getting them for the 15. I was 18, grabbing like 15.
Hey, yay. This your girl, K Nicole. K Nicole. This ladies night on Beast Stew Radio. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in the building with DJ Big Stu and the one and twos doing the dang. So, you know, I have some little reasons why kids act out, you know? And I think some kids act out for many different reasons, you know? And then I just think sometimes they get way out of control.
They act out because they just don't got no damn sense.
Some of these kids don't have no damn
sense. I hate
sense.
The kids in the train. Oh, my God. Kids, you know, the train is so better when school is out.
It's crazy.
The kids on the train.
It's crazy. You're not the only one that feel that way. The kids on the train. Or the bus, man. You ever been on a city bus with the children?
Yep.
Wow. I mean, I'd be sorry for the bus driver sometimes. You know, because nowadays you don't know whether to say nothing to these kids. These kids are come at you. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, I got a little different ways for, you know, some of your parents out there that got children, you know, more preferably younger children that go through them little tantrums. You know what I'm saying? Wise. Let me give you a couple of steps, you know, to handle your child's tantrum. You know, just a couple. Then we're going to play some more music. Then I got a little news that we're going to talk about. We're just going to talk about some stuff going on in today's world, today's life, with these children, these badass children. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, when your children are, you know, having these little tantrums or going through what they're going through, they say that the parent needs to remain calm. You know what I'm saying? The parent needs to remain calm enough to handle the temper tantrum properly.
That's all depending on what the parents are going through that day.
It all depends, but it, still in all, you're supposed to remain your calm. Because the worst thing is for a parent that can't handle the temper tantrum with their own temper tantrum. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. There's some parents out there, you be like, come on now. And you, yeah, children need a calming influence, especially during a tantrum. And if you can't provide that, you can't expect them to respect you because you over there having a temper tantrum because they having a temper tantrum. Somebody got to be in control, you know, right or wrong.
The person with the temper tantrum is in the trouble.
What, the kid?
Or the parents?
The parents, she had a temper tantrum. She, of course, the parents are going to definitely have a bigger tantrum, but, you know, he's really, the parent ain't really going to get nowhere because they both going to be out there screaming and yelling.
And I've seen that.
I've seen that, too. Remember that your child's tantrum is not necessarily, you know, just a way to get his way, you know what I'm saying? But it could be a result of some type of frustration, maybe a lack of need of attention from you, or even physical problems, you know what I'm saying? Maybe low blood sugar, they hungry. Maybe they got a pain, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they got to use the bathroom, maybe some digestive problems, you know? You never know. So before you wild out and maybe something else is going on with the kid, you know, maybe they having a little problems, little pains, little something that's going on internally, you might need to investigate a little bit before you.
Maybe they're smoking weed.
I mean, this is like little kids. They shouldn't be smoking anything.
Little kids,
you know what I'm saying? Kid could be
little
tired. Maybe, you know,
weed,
we got kids. Yeah, I mean.
Kids is real little smoking weed, man. I've seen that.
Yeah, there's some young kids out here doing a lot of things. You're right. Let me tell you what I've seen today. This is bugging me out. There's this little boy. You know him. You know him. It takes my son to the park. So, you know, we know the people in the park. And this little boy, he's maybe like a few days younger than Jaheim, the same age. Maybe a few days, younger than Jaheim. I'm in the park, right? My son is, what? Jaheim, my son is going to be four. So this little boy is going to be four, too. So I'm looking at him play, and he got his little ball. Another little boy takes the little ball, and he's playing with it, and then he gets... This other little boy gets upset and then goes and take and wants the ball, but I guess the little boy is not giving it to him. So I watch the little boy go all the way in the corner, DJ Big Stu. I guarantee you now, this little boy picked up a big branch. I mean, this was a big branch with twigs and trees. I'm looking at him like, what are you going to do with the branch? He said, he took my ball. I said, you're going to hit him with this branch? Yeah. He took my ball. It's a four-year-old, and maybe the other little kid may have been like six. Seven, you know what I'm saying? Had his little ball. He said, I was trying to give it to him, but I guess, you know, he was playing with it. But the it was just bugged out to see this little three-year-old, four-year-old boy pick up this
baby
gangbanger. Pick up this branch. This branch was probably bigger than him. It looked like it just straight up fell off the tree. And he picked it up. He's carrying his little branch. I'm looking at him.
He
learned to pick up something and hit the person from somewhere because he just straight up walked off quietly.
In some cases, you know, it's not bad that they know that from.
I mean, in some cases, because he definitely was protecting himself. He was going to get his little ball. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, but he went. I mean, he's the boy. He couldn't get the ball. He just walked straight off from the boy with the little mad face. I'm looking at him. He grabs the branch. The branch is even too big for him to swing. I don't even know how he was going to swing the branch. But he's dragging this little branch over there towards the little boy, ready to hit him for the ball. And it just was amazing to see that. That was crazy. This kid was definitely, definitely ready to go in for his little ball. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's nuts.
Little four-year-old. It was amazing to see. This is what I'm saying. So, but like you said, DJ Big Stu, it's the environment. He had to see that somewhere, or his family is telling him, oh, you too big for you, you better hit him with something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Yep, he needed to learn that.
He didn't learn that. I'm not saying it's not something, you know, not. He needed to learn how to protect himself.
Might be placing.
Could be anything. This little kid had the branch. The branch was bigger than him. I just was shocked to see that. That was something I should have taped. I'm telling you. You'd have been bugging out. All right. Often, your child's choice of coping with strategies can cause them to act out, you know? For example, your son wants ice cream, but it's too close to dinner, so you know how it go. You don't want them to spoil your appetite. I know how that go, because a lot of kids are real picky, so once you mess up their little appetite, giving them little sweet stuff, you can forget about them eating. So now you tell him no. Now he's upset, and you already, here it come. The temper tantrum come, what's your reaction?
No, you don't get it. I kind of let them cry it out.
They say you're supposed to tell them, little Johnny start, you know, acting out. You're really getting upset now because little Johnny is bugging out. So yeah, you tell them, calm down. You're going to have to go to your room. You know what I'm saying?
F you, Dad, I ain't going to my room.
Or, see, now you can, you see, you out of control. You real out of control. You know what I'm saying?
Like
see, now you going, you definitely going to your room, and you ain't even eating tonight. So, good night.
I'm calling BCW.
Call him. I tell my kid right now, go call him. Matter of fact, call them and then
they be bad as hell.
They got the number on speed down. I don't care. I'm ready to send you. Go. You getting that to the point? You telling me F me? You telling me go ahead? What? It's time. I don't know what else to say.
True indeed.
All right. Stem your own rising frustration level. It's saying that, you know, sometimes the parent tantrum, you know what I'm saying, can be even worse than a child. So the child's temper tantrum alone is, can raise your blood pressure, your stress levels. And if you really can't handle a tantrum, make sure the child will be safe and spend a few moments away from him or her. You hear what I'm saying, DJ Big Blue? No, listen to what I'm saying. I said if that child tantrum gets you to the point that you getting ready to spaz out in a way of no other spaz, then you need to take this child somewhere else and maybe get a few hours away from them and get yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it happens. Sometimes you need to go ahead before you be in trouble.
Well, maybe that's what the people that, the crazy people who be locking the kids in the closet be thinking. You know?
Maybe they do be thinking. Let me get about 20 minutes from you, but then they go overboard. They locking the kids in the closet for hours and hours and hours in the room. See, and they just had the lady that just got convicted over here in New York, you know, for killing her daughter. They said her daughter was like 7, what? Something like that. It was only 18 pounds or maybe 4. It was only 18 pounds. And when they came up and got the kid out the house, the kid was tied to a bed. Tied to a bed. 18 pounds, 4-year-old child. And guess what? It's not just her living there, DJ Big Stu. She's living there with her mother. So they just torturing this little kid. You know, it's just crazy. Yeah, that situation is real crazy. You know, so they're telling you, you got to stem your own frustration level. You know what I'm saying? You can get to the point where you really feel like you're going to throw this child somewhere and really hurt them. So you have to recoup. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let the child go spend some time with the aunt, grandparent, something. Do something to get yourself together before you wind up in jail or somewhere else, somewhere even worse, you know what I'm saying? You wind up hurting a child or, like I said, in jail or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I tend to, I don't know.
I think you're right, DJ, but it got to be, you got to think about it. That's different people levels of frustration. You know, there's times you got to the point of frustration and you resorted to violence, and I know you, and maybe you look back like, man, it wasn't even necessary to go that route, but you got mad. So.
Well, you always try to talk.
But sometimes you got these little kids, yo. I'm not going to lie. When you raising from babies up, it's frustrating times, man. Frustrating times. And some people can't handle it like that. Some people lose it, and you know it, and you see it in the news. These kids, some parents done killed their kids, drowning them,
yeah.
Setting the houses on fire, You know what I'm saying? Shooting their kids, doing all kind of stuff. They done lost control.
But in those cases, do it be the kid or do it be the
parent? It could be the parent, but the parent is not handling it like it should. Like the parent should. The parent should be able to handle it.
Yeah.
You
but
know what
I mean? I think those parents walk away or something. They might be the type of parent that walk away and never come back.
But
because, you know,
they'd be better off walk
kids,
away
you know,
and not coming back than to kill them.
I mean,
You know what I'm saying? Them go walk away. You don't got to kill them. Them kids could have had a life. But what I'm saying is they couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle the situation. So they'd rather just say, I'm going to take them out, you know? They say you got to stem your own frustration. You got to know your own levels. And sometimes it's true, though, DJ Mistle. Sometimes you got to, like, I know it. I know, you know, I done had to. Had the baby, and the baby is frustrating. I have to give him to her dad. Like, here you go. Take her for a little minute, please. I need a second or two. You know what I'm saying? You know. It doesn't happen. It hasn't been like that. I know you know. You're a father. You got a few kids. I know you know. You got a few. You got like 27,322.
Whatever.
Got a couple of badasses. I got some bad kids. I don't know
but
if
you
they
know,
bad.
You know, and it's crazy because when your kids are little and you first get up, fathers, we don't be kids bad, but we tend to like the little boys a little rough and bad when they little and they toddlers. Do you like to see your boy grow up a little rough, wrestling, being bad? Because that's what a boy is about.
You know, I agree with you. You want to see him doing boy things, what boys supposed to do, wrestling around.
You want to come in, you know, you took him to get his nice little outfit, but he's somewhere out there playing with worms and stuff like that. That's like a little boy, you know?
Oh, no. You already know.
Yeah,
little
boys. You
know, that's
a
girl.
That's
a female perspective. Little but you're right. There's nothing you can do about it.
You know, stuff like that.
There's nothing you can do about it because these little dudes are going to do what they're going to do.
You
absolutely Lady right about that.
And all that.
fire.
Yeah, you know, little boys do that.
Oh, man. Worms. You got the little girls that's out there right there rolling, too. You got them rolling.
You got a few.
Tolling. I was a little tomboy, too. Man, I had fun.
Yeah,
I ain't do all that stuff, but
yeah,
I like to play. We was running around and.
Good at tag and
yeah, you just have fun like
is.
That. You're right about that.
Know,
but I don't know about digging in the dirt
and
worms. And
you grab a frog and worms.
Listen, I was a city tomboy. We have no frogs. We had some worms.
Yeah, you had some butterflies,
I caught some fireflies. I don't know about no dragonflies.
Yeah,
like, come on, man.
Firefly is dinner for a butterfly.
Listen, I don't know about no dragonfly. You see how big them dragonflies? What?
You got a jaw with a little dragon. You know you walk around with your jaw with your dragonfly.
Listen. Nah.
Then before you go home, you play Space Man and you drop them down in
the cinema. The most I did was, like I said, we probably played tag, wrestle, stuff like that. I don't know about no worms and digging and. Nah, it wasn't going down.
You know, bad kids flip and find a dirty mattress and we don't fix them. Can't do that now, got that though.
Do that for sure. These kids nowadays, man, please. All right, so they tell you try to find the cause of the temper tantrum. You know what I'm saying? You got to find the cause of the temper tantrum. Why this kid is having a tantrum. You know, you need to calm them down and find out why the kid is acting out in this manner. What you think about that?
You could do that. You would be having that conversation. You'd be having a temper tantrum or she'd be having a temper tantrum, you know. Yeah, you got to calm them down, but, you know, the only way you're going to find you're supposed to find out anyway.
Well, it all depends. So tensions can be triggered by a number of things, you know what I'm saying? And the cause of the tantrum should help determine, you know, what your response is. if a tantrum is caused by hungriness or sleepiness, and you know that happens with little kids, they get tired, they start bugging out. You need to feed the child or allow the child to go to sleep. I mean, you can't be mad if your child is hungry and they bugging and you haven't fed them, you know, or your child is tired, you know, you got the child outside or whatever running around with you. So you got to figure out what's going on, you know, or, you know, maybe the kid is scared of the dark, or, you know, you need to, you know, comfort the child, or, you know, fill the child's needs in that case. The child is hungry, the child's a little scared of the dark, or the child is tired, or...
I'm going to have to meditate on that one.
You know, maybe you need to read a little bit. That could calm a child down when they're going to sleep, you know what I'm saying?
The little
Saying to the child.
The little ones.
Let me tell you something. Your little 6-year-old like you too. Your little 7-year-old like to be sing to, still read a book to. They love you to read for them.
It all depends on how they do it.
No, they kill kids like to get their bead. They like you. You jump in the bed with a kid with a book, Ray wake them, read them a nice story, all kids like that. Let me tell you something. Come to bed with me right now, read me a book, good night, I will be happy too. Let me tell you, right now. Give me a nice little story. I'll be happy if you read me a bedtime story. I would like that.
I don't want to read you a bedtime story.
Listen, I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying. I would be happy if I still get me a story read to me. So I know kids like when they get...
Because you're strange.
That's not strange. I'm telling you, right now, you would lay in bed and get a story read to you, a nice story. Yes, you would. You'd be right there cuddled up. You'd be listening because you like new stuff.
I'll
read you a good book. It'd be a good book.
A point loser right there.
You wouldn't like somebody reading you a book?
You're trying to read me a bedtime story.
Why not? It'd be a nice story. It could be a sensual story. You never know.
I would find my way to the phone out the area, and I would call somebody just to let them know the address. Then I would call a police car and an ambulance. Then I would get out of there.
Listen, I don't care. Maybe not a story, but... I wouldn't mind you.
I don't know.
I wouldn't mind a little story. I don't know if you're going to read it. I want you to be able to tell me something. I don't know. You could tell me something.
I don't know.
I'll take a story of that. Why not?
Yeah.
It's got to be a very interesting story.
You might as well get a novel for that.
I don't need a novel. I just need you to... Maybe the story could be... Listen, you can start off with a once upon a time, and then by the time you get somewhere down the line, we be
just
finishing the story a whole nother way. Yes, read to me.
Strange.
I'm telling you, I like that. Read to me. I'll be happy.
If y'all ever hear that Kay Nicole's off the air, you know that it was one of the crazy. She wanted to get the book read to her, and she's now in.
Listen, you gotta try it and stop knocking it. You'll like it.
Oh, you're so strange.
Yo, you gotta try that. Let somebody read to you. Just read to you. You cuddled up, and they reading you some crazy stuff. Come on, you gotta try, man. You gotta open up, man. Come on now. You ain't never had your boo cuddle in your arm while you read
one.
The newspaper? You ain't never do stuff like that?
I don't
like,
even know what to say on that one. Like,
listen,
I
you could have your boo cuddle right in your arm while y'all reading the newspaper together. You don't do stuff like that?
You cuddling up.
Y'all reading. You reading to her.
Y'all playing with each other. She's playing with you.
Not really.
Up.
You're reading to her. Y'all just cuddled up.
Then all of a sudden, you say, well, they just have a
Stop it. No, you know how it goes. We go through the news. We go through, look at that, man. We know 9 times until you ain't going to want to hear about no JCPenney, so that's not going to be on it. It's going to be, oh, guess what? This. Oh, man. Now you're going to talk about it. Then you're going to read something else. Oh, and this happened.
Yeah.
Listen, that's when you got that bond. bond. You got to have that kind of bond where y'all could just sit there and read to each other.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. For those of y'all that know what I'm talking about, they know what I'm talking about.
There's two certain.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
There's about two couples out there. Like, yeah, we know what you're talking about.
It's not a two.
They live
a few,
way out
there. Few of them that got the relationship where y'all just be.
They live way out there. They live in the city. They live way out in the country where they're just the only house on the road.
Oh, man. All right. It said, do not reward your children's temper tantrum. If the parents give in, tantrums become a launching point for the child, a way to deal with the world socially. If you allow yourself to be held hostage by tantrums, and you know there's a lot of parents that is, as soon as the kids start acting up, they're going to give in. They don't want to hear it. They just want to keep the child quiet. They don't want to be embarrassed. You know? It's a lot of little factors in it. And then they say once you do that, you know, your child will continue to use these tantrums long past the age when otherwise, if you do not let the tantrums go, you know what I'm saying? Even if the child is throwing a fit because he hasn't received enough attention, don't reward that behavior, you know? Instead, resolve, you know, to make long-term changes to avoid future outbursts. You know, you say, you let them know, like, listen, this is not how you're going to get attention, you know? You know, you got to let them know. You got to let your kid know that's not the way to do it. You know, if you let him get away with it, he having big old tantrums just because you in a conversation and he want to go to the park. You ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Mother talking and the kid is just wilding out. And you be like, wow, look at this child. You know what I'm saying?
He's dragging him to the park.
He's not even dragging him to the park. It's just that he's dragging her, basically. When don't let nobody say hi to her. Now he going crazy. So
I was saying, you know, when they walk in, the kid making so much noise and drag, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, there's some parents out there that I feel sorry for them sometimes. And you know what I'm talking about, DJ Bass. So you'd be like, man. And you be ready to whip their kid. You ever seen the kids? You ready to whip. You ready to do them different. Do them different. These kids is bad out here, man. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? All right. They say take steps to prevent injury. So when your kid is going through some animated tantrums, you know what I'm talking about. If this occurs, remove dangerous objects from the child's path or steal the child away from danger. Try to avoid restraining a child during a tantrum. Because a lot of times you can restrain the child and break something, and now you're in jail. Because the child got a broken something. You know how that goes, DJ. So nowadays, a kid falls in the park the wrong way. The child can go, the parent be almost be liable to go to jail. And you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I done seen that. I seen some parents go through a lot of things. You know what I think is messed up when some parents go through? Like one little phone call from Child Protective Services, that'd be something bullcrap like, oh, they don't got no food in the house. And I done heard people tell me this. And then they get in the house, and the parent house is well stocked. You can see the kids. It's not bruised. They're looking happy. Everything's looking good. And that parent goes through a lot. You know what I'm saying? Go through some type of scrutiny. Go through something. Well, the parents, they got the kids that we done seen in the news. It just seemed like child services would come by, see the kid, and still, I don't know what's going on, but nothing was done because the children wind up dying, and you know what I'm talking about. So it's just weird how things are, because I know some parents that go through some real messed up stuff. Like I said, child wind up getting hurt, that a parent is to blame. You know, you got some jealous person or some person. So there's people out there. There's people out there that's just jealous or hating you. Want to call a Child Protective Service on a person to get them in trouble. And then they go through all this scrutiny their whole life. Now they in the system. It's just crazy how sometimes things go down. So, like I was saying, in some tantrum situations, make sure you take the steps to prevent injury. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, try not to restrain your child because, you know, you avoid breaking anything or maybe them breaking something on you or whatever. But sometimes restraining is necessary and you know it. Sometimes you have to, because sometimes if you don't restrain them, the kid will get so out of control, they could hurt themselves or somebody else. So you got to somehow get some kind of control. But be gentle. Do not use excessive force unless, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know, but hold the child firmly, and you're supposed to speak reassuringly, you know, to the child, especially if the tantrum is a result of disappointment. You know, frustration or unfamiliar surroundings. Sometimes a kid can get a little crazy when you take him somewhere new. You ever notice that? I noticed that too. You know what I'm saying? The other day my friend was telling me that she went to the grave to visit, I believe, her grandmother's site, right? And she took her son. And one of her sons, she said her youngest son would not let her go. She couldn't even try to put him down. She had to hold him the whole time. This is how tight he was holding her.
Well, he might have been scared of the grave.
You know? It might have been, but it's just weird because the little boy is only like 2-3 years old, you know. He's in there. He's feeling it. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't even want to have nothing to do with her at all. So that's just crazy in itself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yo, it's just so many different things, man. It's a lot of ways your kids express themselves. Just by these tantrums, it'd be different things going on inside of them, and you never know. So they'd say to try to explain to the child that you will talk. Explain to the child that you will talk to him or her when he or she calms down. They're saying when a kid is going through these tantrums, you got to get real firm on them and start. You know, letting them know, listen, I'm not going to talk to you like this. You know, this will help your child to understand that, you know, you are ignoring her or him. Now you're going to ignore them because of their behavior. And because their behavior is unacceptable. And, you know, sometimes that reverse psychology be killing the kids. Charlie, you know what I'm saying? Some things work. Some things your kid is a little too bad and it ain't going to work anyway. So, you know, try it. You never know. You get to the point where you like, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ignore you now. You want to act up. Now I'm not talking to you. Don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. Now you done use reverse psychology, and now he's trying to get your attention. She's trying to get your attention now. So, you know, so explain to your child. Let the child know. Be firm. All right. Avoid trying to reason with any child. You know that doesn't work. That's the same as giving in. You know, once you start reasoning, that child starts believing that they could. This is what they're gonna do all the time. They're going.
No, it's the time they're lucky.
That's definitely the time they try to do something. You know what I'm saying? You start reasoning. You start accepting things. You know? Are you reasoning with your child? Like, come on. I guess on some cases, on some levels, but when it comes to this, you acting up, you embarrassing me. You breaking and doing stuff that's out of control. I don't see no reasoning.
There's a time to reason, but not in that case.
Not when it got that out of control. Mm-hmm. Say more. You need to discuss the behaviors with your child. When your child calms down, when your child is at a tone or at a level where you and him could talk, they want you to discuss all these behaviors with him. Talk to the him or her, you know, and let them know how to act. What's the problem? You know, let them know about their behavior. You know, while there's no use of trying to reason with a child, and the most modest of tantrums, you know that you can't probably reason with them. You can let them calm down and get in a real discussion about what's insignificant, what's not acceptable, what they shouldn't do. Now you can let them know why you're taking this from them, why they might be punished or not, why they might, you know, not be able to go somewhere, why you're taking something from them because of their behavior. you know. So this is your girl, K. Nicole. This is Ladies Night. Got DJ Big Stu on the one and twos, you know. We here. We on Beast Stu Radio. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. We're gonna play some music. Here we go.
I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your sign. hear a true story. Saturday night was at this real wild party. They had the liquor overflowing the cup. About 5-6 strippers trying to work for a buck. And I took one girl outside with me. Her name was Lonnie. She went to junior high with me. I said, why you up in there dancing to cash? I guess the whole lot changed since I seen you last. She said,
what would you do if the summer's at home? Crying alone on the bedroom floor, cause he told me. And the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money.
With a baby, that's no excuse to be living all crazy. Then she looked me right square in the eye and said, every day I wake up hoping to die. She said, I know about pain, cause me and my sister ran away so my daddy couldn't fuck. Before I was a teenager, I done been through more. You can't even relate to.
What would you do if the someone's at home? Oh.
Thank you. thinking in them, my mind went. Sex all around the car, isn't it ironic? Back to reality, the soul to soul. Breathing heavily, but still in control. Want to shy, go and roll. Put my hand on his leg. With sex in his eyes, he's tone, and then he said,
back and forth, 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 back and for
No, whether I know, I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name. And love is about pain, so stop the complaints and drop the order of restraint. Our sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. I can't wait no more, cause it's about a quarter past three. And sure they dying me, I got the Bentley Ballet. And I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades. And I love to see that boots and shades spread out on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Down. You never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking your ass and hitting you all wild. We share something so rare, but who cares? You can't, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm
together. It's only a sun shower. We've been through worse weather, like stormy nights. You wrote a dear John letter and took my Benz and keyed and cut the leather. Girl, you know better. She's an MOB. Money over Brody's murder, INC. I got two or three broads for every V, and I keep them drugged up off that ecstasy. I'm a playground legend like Kirk the Pee Wee. I'm a baller in the league, got more game than me. I play harder. So many women I bothered. Meet them with scars and send them home hot and bothered. Truth to dare, this life ain't apparently fair. And a love with no glare is a crystal stare. But we share something so rare. But who cares? You can't, baby. Mama's boot when the coldest weather. And when I play, you play the same way. You freak me, baby. I f*** you crazy, then I'm gone. And I'm baby, gone. Don't really want me to get up and leave. What's that easy? Should be waking up wet for she's day. Remind these women to mind their business. Believe me, this pimp game is very religious. And I'm built like a John Bishop. Gold deep dish, money, green bins. And my world is my witness. The life we share is a thug affair. But who cares? You care.
like them girls. Check it out.
Girls in the back.
saw you, I already knew there was something inside of you, something I thought that I would never find. Angel of mine, I look at you, looking at me. Now I know why they say the best things are free. My world, you'll never know.
history.